yourself scouting over the bye week, how much improvement have you seen out of your three young linebackers since start of camp?
A lot. You know, the big thing is that, you know, just getting McCarthy healthy. I think that was his biggest thing, and getting him on the football field in a consistent thing. You know, other than one game here, two games off, I thought he did a really, you know, he's coming on. Ayers did a good job. I thought, you know, taking a little bit off of him helped him a whole lot. You know, early on, we had him doing a lot of stuff, especially since we didn't have McCarthy. So, you know, that kind of helped him. And then Zach Brown is doing a fantastic job. You know, just the stuff that we asked him to do. He's playing nickel. He's playing in the base. He's young, athletic, and just a tough football player.
What worked so well in Miami? You know, was it just maybe some of these guys maturating to the point where, you know, things started clicking in their head, what, you know, coaches were asking them to do?
Well, I think one thing we didn't do is we didn't have any big MEs. You know, I think that was the biggest thing. Our guys just went out and they did their job. They didn't try to do anything more than that, and just so happens that's the result you got. And that's what you try to tell them all the time. You know, a lot of times young guys seem to think that they have to put a Superman cape on to be a football player, and you don't. You know, if you just do your job the best of your ability, more than 9 out of 10 times, you're probably going to be right. And that's all we ask you to do. We're not asking you to make great plays. Just make your plays. And a lot of times the mental part of the game gets a lot of young guys because they're still thinking about the job other than going out and seeing what Miami's going to do to us.
What was the M.E.?
Millenera.
Okay. A game like that, I mean, do you preach to your guys, hey, this is how we can be, this is how we can play, and then kind of use that tape or –
Well, we basically say the same thing the head coach says. You know, he got deals on our wall, says be a pro. You know, we got, you know, one goal, one team, stuff like that. And all that means is just do your job. You know, we're not asking you to do Kenny Britt's job if you're on defense. We're not asking you to do, you know, Chris Johnson's job. We just ask you to do yours. And then don't do Griff's job when you're on defense. So, and like I said earlier, I think a lot of guys seem to think that the NFL is about making a lot of plays. I tell them all the time, if you make a play, it looks like Urlacher, you're probably going to play a long time. And it doesn't look flashy. He don't have the athletic ability of a lot of guys, but you know what? He's been playing 13, 14, 15 years because he's consistent. And that's all any coach would ask you to do is be consistent. And if you're in the 80 to 90 percentile every game, you'll be a good football player in this league. You know, you can't be flash one day, and then the next game you're not flashing. Something's wrong there.
You think that does a lot from a confidence standpoint?
I hope so. Yeah. You know, but again, you know, I think it just starts off confidence. And, you know, the big thing is we try to tell our young guys, every game in the NFL is like your rival game in college. It doesn't matter what the records are. You know what? When the game starts off, they're going to hit you in the mouth. You're going to hit them back. And now you got to go play football. And that's what you have to do. And that's a little different for young guys because every week they may not have a rival game. It's like that in the NFL every week.
Do you think part of the problem early in the season was that you had too many young guys on the field that maybe didn't trust themselves or didn't trust the game plan and things like that?
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, one thing is that if you look back at what we started, you know, I went back and looked at, you know, from New England. Case was hurt. Okay, 94 was hurt. So we were actually playing. Our nickel package was Martin and Clue, which is two of our lighter big tackles, and people were looking at us, and then we noticed a copycat league, so they were kind of running the football, and we got a chance to get those two big guys back. You see them, people think we put them in because of the nickel. We put it in to stop the run, you know, because you need big guys to stop the run in this league, and that's one thing that we got a chance to do when they got back healthy, and that's helped us a lot, you know, and now it gives Clue and it gives Martin a chance to rest other than trying to play run on first down. We can get after you a little bit on third down when they go in.
You talked for a long time this year about giving up touchdowns coming off the bus. Last couple weeks, what's been the difference? You guys defensively have gotten off to pretty good starts and haven't given up those the touchdowns off the bus. Is there something you're seeing a little different in the early?
Well, I think the guys are more focused and understanding what we're trying to get done. You know, the game plan, it may be a little bit more simpler where, hey, look, you got to do this. We're not playing any more conservative. You know, again, I think just at some point of time during the season, you got to make a decision. And I think the last couple of weeks, our guys say, hey, look, we're not going to give up any touchdowns. And when they do that, we could be in any football game. And you can look at any team. I mean, I often studied Miami before we played them, and they were looking just like we were last year. They was only giving up about 19 points a game. They wasn't giving up explosive plays. They were really doing a great job in the red zone. They were really good. So those are things that you can take from other teams and say, hey, look, this is where we want to be, and we've done that for 2 weeks.
How much of an impact does that make even for the offense, too, when it doesn't have to play from behind?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I would love to see, you know, Chris Johnson get 25-30 carries, because that means that you know what, you got the lead or you're in the game, and now your best football player has the ball in his hands. You know, compared to Chris is on the sideline, can't carry the football, he on the 15. Well, that means that you got to throw it. And when you're in that position, your best football player is not helping you win games.
What does Henny do well, and what are kind of his characteristics on the field?
Well, you know, getting a chance to watch him come in a couple of games and then even playing last week, I thought he did a great job of confidence. And he gives those guys probably a chance to go make plays on balls down the football field. You know, you look at Houston, which was, I thought, last week where they were like number two ranked defense in the league, and they give up four explosive plays, which is uncharacteristic of them. And that means the young receivers probably going with Henny's on scout team, which is a lot. You know, you can see that they kind of form a bond like that. And when they do, now he's a starter. Well, I'm used to throwing to you and you and you. So let me throw the ball and you go get it. And I think that's generally what happens on scout team. And the guys don't even know that's what they're doing, but they're actually doing it. And really, I think when he goes in the football game, he gives them confidence.
To give your guys a chance, I know your linebackers made a lot of plays last week. Potential in this game, your guys a little bit deeper will have a chance to make some plays like that?
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, if our guys just doing their job, you know, we're not asking them to do anything any different because they bring Henning in. We're just saying, hey, look, go out and do your job of designing the defense. And if opportunity comes for you to make a play, you'll make that play. And that's what we're just asking them to do this week.
What do you think of Justin Blackman? I wonder if there's anybody you might compare him to that's more of a veteran in the league.
Well, you know, when you look at Justin, you know, at the beginning, I think he was just getting comfortable as a rookie, you know, into this league, the speed of the game, you know, the demand of what they ask you to do. And then all of a sudden he has a breakout game like that against Houston. And again, when you can do that, that just builds your confidence, you know, that I can go out there and go against any guy. So, you know, the big thing we got to do, I look at him, you know, probably his teammate, that was with him at Oklahoma State. That's at the Cowboys. I look at him more along those lines. You know, Dallas is just using him as their main guy now, other than Blackman, which is, you know, in Jacksonville.
What's Cody Sitzabaugh done last couple of weeks to kind of earn, or I guess what he do leading up the last couple of weeks to earn himself more playing time?
Well, really, I thought, you know, just from training camp and once the season got going, you know, you tell young guys Tuesday is really your off day, and then you get a chance to see how many young guys come in and take that to heart and say, you know what, I want to get ahead. I don't want to come in on Wednesday and that be the first time I watch this team. And I've watched a young guy for the last 6 weeks, and he hadn't played, and all of a sudden he comes in every Tuesday, he's watching film, he's doing the stuff that he's preparing for the game as if he's playing. And you know, to me, that says, hey, you know what, this guy's going to be ready when he gets his chance. And that's all you ask for. You ask young guys to prepare for the game as if you're already playing, so when you get a chance, it don't catch you off guard. And a lot of young guys can't do that, and that's what he's done.
And while he's had an opportunity, I mean, it seems like he's stepped in and played pretty well.
But when you get a chance to cover Nate, and you get a chance to cover Wright, and you get a chance to cover Kenny and all those guys on scout team, when you come in, it's hard to find a lot better combination receiver on the other team. You know, and no disrespect to the other team, I think if he's competing against scout team against our guys, that's the same thing he's got to keep doing.